Hello, and welcome to another episode where we dive into the stories that shape our world and challenge the norms. Today, we're tackling a subject that's both deeply personal and widely relevant: decolonizing curricula, and why women's stories matter so much in this journey. Imagine sitting in a cramped, book-filled office, surrounded by history textbooks and dusty posters. That's where I found myself when my colleague Maria leaned over and said, "You know, I think we need to talk." There was an urgency in her voice that I couldn't ignore. We were in the midst of a project to decolonize and diversify our curriculum, focusing on women's stories. I thought we were on the right track, but Maria's words were like a wake-up call. She shared that many of our students, especially those from underrepresented backgrounds, still felt invisible within their studies. Her words hit me hard, a punch you don't recover from quickly. This conversation made us realize the importance of true representation. Recent research, a study from 2024, shows us just how much student experiences and perceptions are influenced by their gender identity and racial or ethnic heritage. It highlights the critical need for representation that truly reflects all voices. But where had we gone wrong in our approach? We had been adding more women to the curriculum, sure, but it wasn't just about quantity. It was about the depth and diversity of these stories. We had focused too much on narratives from Western privileged backgrounds. It became clear that it wasn't just about more stories, but about which stories we were telling. We needed to include women who had been systematically erased or marginalized. We had been skimming the surface when we needed to dive deeper. So Maria and I rolled up our sleeves and started digging. We scoured historical records, looking for voices that hadn't been heard, stories that hadn't been told. It was challenging and sometimes disheartening work, especially when we uncovered how biases had shaped historical portrayals. But this work is crucial. Studies show that when students see their cultural experiences acknowledged in their education, it boosts their self-esteem and motivation significantly. As we went deeper, we faced another challenge. The historical narratives we uncovered were often fragmented or contradictory. One afternoon, knee-deep in these records, Maria and I found ourselves in a heated debate over whether to include a controversial figure. What if we were just replacing one bias with another? The desire for neat, heroic narratives often clashes with the complex realities of historical figures. We realized that true decolonization isn't about finding perfect heroes. It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience, flaws and all. Then, something clicked for us. Instead of trying to construct perfect narratives, we embraced the messiness of history. We started presenting these women's stories as they were, complex and sometimes contradictory. Our goal shifted from telling perfect tales to sparking conversations and encouraging critical thinking. This shift was liberating. By embracing complexity, we could offer students a more authentic view of history, one that didn't shy away from uncomfortable truths. We weren't just adding women to the curriculum anymore. We were revising history to include those who had been overlooked. The result? It was transformative. Students were not just learning. They were engaging deeply, questioning, and even challenging us. It was so rewarding to see them recognize themselves in these stories. Their increased motivation and willingness to participate were palpable. It was a powerful reminder of the impact inclusive education can have. Looking back, there are things I'd do differently. I'd start with a broader, more intersectional perspective from the beginning. But I wouldn't trade the tough conversations and exhaustive searches for anything. They taught us more than any textbook ever could, transforming our understanding of what inclusive education truly means. This journey taught me that decolonizing and diversifying curricula is not a destination, but an ongoing process. It requires constant reflection, openness to criticism, and a willingness to embrace complexity. It's about crafting narratives that honor the richness of women's contributions, while acknowledging the immense gaps that still exist. A lack of representation can negatively influence students' self-perception and attitudes towards learning, especially for those from marginalized groups. In the end, it's about making history inclusive, nuanced, and educational for everyone involved. That's a story worth telling over and over again. Thank you for joining me today as we unpack these important topics. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and keep the conversation going. Until next time, take care and keep questioning the world around you.